The date is August 24th, 1982. We are at the New Richland Care Center. My name is Melinda Hennies, and I'm interviewing Art Pomerini.
Farming?
Yeah.
Well, actually, I never farmed myself.
You did?
No, I was born on the farm. But when I was about 12 years old, the folks moved to Waseca.
You were in the war, right?
Huh?
You were in the war?
Yeah.
What was it like?
What the war was like?
Yeah.
Well, I don't know just how to answer that. I don't know just what. I tell you, see, I didn't, I done office work.
Mm-hmm.
And all the time I was there. I never done any drilling or anything.
Mm.
We went May 25th, 1918. We'll see a big group.
Mm-hmm.
Now you could get that picture somewhere, I suppose.
Yeah,
they must have it. They had a big group.
Mm-hmm.
Left on May 25th, 1918, and went to Camp Lewis, Washington.
Mm-hmm.
And then I got into headquarters, of course. In between, before I got in there, you got to go through all that stuff, you know, with your new fellow, see. Get some shots, you get 3 shots, and then when you're taken in, see. Is that recorded there?
Yeah.
So maybe they don't want all that kind of stuff.
No, that's fine. That's fine.
No, I don't know. You see, then, of course, I was there and took those 3 shots, see? And I didn't get some of them get sick after them, but it didn't hurt me any.
Mm-hmm.
Well, then, when we took the last shot, then that morning, the next morning, the sergeant come up from the orderly department, see? You know what that is, of course. Well, each company, they haven't been companies, see? We was in the 43rd company. All of those that went up there. See, we left Waseca about, towards 4 o'clock, I guess. And we picked them up in Shasta, and then we went into St. Paul. Instead of the Minneapolis.
Mm-hmm.
And then we ate supper there someplace they had rigged up. It was a big place, and we got something to eat. And there was more of them there. And then at the St. Paul, then they made up a full train. I don't know how many coaches we did have. It was a long train. And I don't know just how many, but we had quite a few. Left from St. Paul, and that night after we had the supper, I don't know, well, I suppose it was probably around
Where'd you go again? Where were you stationed?
At Camp Lewis.
Camp Lewis.
Washington State. That's that's 60 miles from Seattle, and about 45 from Olympia, about 25 from Cal, and about 18 from Tacoma.
How old were you when you went to war?
When I went to war? I was about 23.
23?
Yeah.
And how many years were you there?
In the Army?
Yeah.
About a year.
Why did you never marry?
I was too busy, I guess.
You're too busy. What was your occupation?
Well, I worked at the Farmers Bank.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I went to work at the Farmers Bank August 1st, 1914. And I worked there just till, I worked right up till I went. And I worked the day before we left, see. Because we happened to be a little short of help at that time, and there was a lot of work. And so I worked right up till that time.
What was one of the most exciting times in your life?
Well, I don't know. That tall fellow was answer that. Yeah. There's so many things. It just depends upon how you look at them. Which way you was excited? what about what?
Anything. Name a few of them if you want. Some important times that you consider in your life.
Well, you mean what was exciting, whether you're scared or what, or?
High points, you know, that you'll always remember.
Oh. Well, I don't know what that would mean either. I got so many things. If I, there's one thing in remembering is when I was in the army, we went over to what they call American Lake there. We get a couple of us, or a bunch of us. We had a afternoon or part of the afternoon off, and they took us over there. And then over there, we rode in a canoe and over to the place where the doings really were, see, on parts of that. And that, I had never ridden in a canoe in my life. I got into that canoe and the fellow there that handled the canoe, where he is from West End. And people out there on that, they can swim like a fish, you know. They're used to that. They don't care how deep the water is or water ain't, or whether they fall in or not. It don't matter anything to them. He was one of them kind, see. Gosh, that canoe, you know, how they shake, it's like, I didn't know whether we was going or what. I had all to do what I could hang on there. I'll never forget that, but as far as it, but outside of that, there's nothing happened, but gosh, there's the times, you know, that I didn't know whether we was going to tip that canoe or I don't know. And the lake was deep, it was about 20 feet deep, you know, almost to be. And sometimes I felt good and sometimes I didn't feel very good. Uh-huh. Didn't know whether it was going or not.
Let's see. What are some of your hobbies that you have?
I had?
That you have now or have had through life?
Well, I don't know what. But I really had much of any. When I was a kid, I liked to play ball. Because now, later on, I like to play cards.
Yeah.
That's one thing I've done quite a bit.
Everybody around here play cards quite a bit?
Huh?
Do everybody play cards around here?
Over here?
Yeah.
Well, that's yes and that's no. They have different groups that play something. Mm-hmm. Of course, we have right here, we have quite a few of them that are, well, they're, can't hardly play because we can't, you know, had strokes or this or that or something, and you can't handle themselves that way. That's quite, that takes in quite a bunch in here.
Mm-hmm. How many children were in your family?
Hmm?
How many children were in your family?
What do you mean, the original family of my folks?
Yeah.
I mean? Well, they were, let's see. There were five girls and me.
Were you the oldest, youngest, where?
Me?
Yeah.
No, I was the youngest.
You were youngest?
I was way quite a bit younger.
So you got babied and everything all through life, huh?
I suppose. I suppose so.
What year were you born?
Huh?
When were you born? What year were you born?
I can't get you.
What year were you born?
Oh, it was 1894. December 20th, 1894.
Let's see. Yep. Let's see here. What advice would you give to some younger people if you had the choice? What would you want, you know, passed down?
Well, I don't know what. I don't know how to answer that. I never thought of that. I wouldn't know what in the world. I really wouldn't know how to answer that.
You wouldn't have.
No, I really wouldn't know that.
Is there something, you know, that you would want carried on? If you could?
Well, not really that I know anything of. Well, you mean like I'd want it all to keep going in a good way without any wars or anything like that. That'd be my wish.
Mm-hmm.
Just for the whole country.
Mm-hmm. You think anything else that you'd want to talk about?
Oh, I don't know.
You were a member of the Legion?
Yeah.
Oh.
62 years.
62 years.
Yeah. It's 64 now. I still belong. It's 64 years now.
Mm.
Will be this. Yeah, I was there when the first ones when we organized the Legion.
Did you?
In 1919. Yeah, I remember that day real clean.
You want to tell me about it?
Huh?
Will you tell me a little bit about it?
Well, I'll tell you, the way it started out, I was working at the bank at that time, and then we had to go, you know, call the clear checks. And one either they would come over or we'd go over, see, and check. That one day I went down to the First National Bank. I had to go down, it was my turn to go. And I went down there and after dinner about 3 o'clock or something like that. And they had two veterans working in there at that time. Louis Krumholz and William Monty. And when I got in there, they were there. They had a couple of other fellows from around there. And Louis Krumholz had already gotten all the papers and kind of stuff to fill out to get the charter, see. So, and we talked about this there a little, and then as it went along, I think we had about, along towards 7 or 8, right there on that file, just to sign up the papers to get the charter, see. I don't know how many it took. I think it took 15 or something like that. Of course, you could have more it would be better, see. But I think that's what it was. So us guys then, we signed up there right away on that day then, and then Krumholz got more of them after it went along, see. And then he sent them in, and then we got the charter, and then we started the post. close to 228. He was full. And then we had a couple of meetings, and then everybody at first, you know, he's going to elect the officers, see? And then, of course, the way it was, he'd gotten all the papers, his chromos, and everybody kind of figured that we'd elect him from the first, as long as he had all that stuff. And he didn't want it. He said he wasn't well enough acquainted there. He wasn't the Waseca born, see? He wasn't well enough acquainted. He said, get somebody else, see? Well, then we didn't do nothing that night. We didn't elect anybody. We didn't elect any officers then. We just got so late that they was talking about it, and it got so late and didn't elect anybody. But then it run along, and then I don't know just how long it took. It took a little while, probably a month or something. And then there was a Dr. Rudolph there. Oh, yeah, he didn't go there. Then there was a Dr. Rudolph there that was in the Army. He was a doctor, see, and he was an officer. And then, I don't know just how we went about that, but anyway, he was willing to take it, and so we elected him the first commander. And then he served as first commander for the first year. I don't know just when it was and how long the year lasted. Or it might have not lasted, or it might have run over just before we got to it for the next time. I don't know who the second. I don't remember that right off the bat now.
So you've been an active member of the Legion?
Yeah.
Are you still pretty active?
Well, because I can't say that I'm really active because I don't even get there. Now, so I was active in there, and parades and all that stuff, decoration days. Put up flags and all that. I've done that for years.
So what did you do as an occupation when you got back from after the war?
I went back to work in the bank again.
What did you do at the bank?
What I done there?
Yeah.
Well, sure. Of course, when I started in there, I was young. I was 19, I guess. I done a little of everything. You start here, I guess, but kept it going that way. Worked wherever I could do shorthand and typewriting. So whatever come along, that's what I done. And then I worked up. I done some window work, and I done posting. We put up. When I first went there, we figured them up by hand, see? Then we got posters. We set them up. I run them.
Is there anything else you'd like to talk about?
Well, I don't know.
Maybe an important time, something else important to you?
I don't know how there was just anything else that was. I don't just know.
What did you do, like, weekends? When you were back farther, what did you do for entertainment?
Well, I don't know that, just what I've done.
Do you remember movies or anything like that?
Oh, I went to movies, but I don't know if it was just weekends or whenever there was something there that I thought I could probably go there. I don't know now. Well, you see, first, and then they used to run Saturdays in the bank, you know, when I first worked there.
Mm-hmm.
I noticed how long that lasted. So you see, then there wasn't too much left. Unless you vacation time, you got 2 weeks vacation.
Mm-hmm. How many years have you been here?
Huh?
How many years have you been in?
How many years?
Yeah.
Let's see, I came here in December 1980. It was 1 month in 1980 then, I'm here all 81 up till now.
Mm-hmm.
That's been.
And where did you live before you came here?
I lived in Waseca.
You lived in Waseca?
811 3rd Street Southwest.
You must have done something real important in your life. Do you travel a lot?
Travel a lot? Well, not very far too much. When I went to the army, and of course I went that. I made that trip 4 times. Ooh, and back. My lifetime's here. First time he went up, then one time when he went home, the last time we went, then I stayed home. But then I came once between, and I got a chance to come here. I accompanied a casket at the time when the flu was in about October 1918. A fellow died of the flu over there and I had to attend the casket. That's the rule that they do, send an attendant in the casket. I took him to Cambridge, Minnesota.
I see.
And then I got a 7-day divorce, see. And then I came home then and I stayed home with the folks 7 days and then I left again. So I traveled that distance over to GM. And the NP and the Sioux. When I came home, it is this, on the Sioux line, they called it the Hiawatha. That was a new train, they had all new coaches and everything, a new train. It was a nice train though, you could feel the difference in riding. Of course, I don't know, now of course it's different again, see. Now they got diesels and all that stuff, you know. So.
How about, like, your first car?
Huh?
How about your first automobile? What was that like compared to today's automobile?
Well, let's see. I can't think that I bought a kind of a large car, the first one, and then later on, I don't know. Then I had Chevrolets, and Ford, and to Reds, I had. And Plymouth, I guess Plymouth was the last car that I had.
Continued on the other side.
Maybe a little bit on how was farming different in your days as they are today?
Well, just like I say, I didn't farm it actually myself. Mm-hmm. But of course, when I was a kid, well, they had very little machinery aside of what they got now, which was now that stuff that they got now, that's if some of them older folks came back and they see that machinery that they got and the amount that that costs, boy, I don't know what they would think. But at that time, you could have bought, for one piece of machinery, at that time you could have bought a heck of a good farm. For sure. See, when I was really little, I can remember when they plowed with walking plows. And then they got out the gangs, sulky plows, and then a gang, and that's the way it kept all the road. And there were no, well then hay loaders came along and all that kind of stuff, and you didn't even have them at first. They made hay by the hand, had an old mower, mowed it off, and then old Rick got in a swat, and then pitched it onto a hay rack, and pitched it onto a barn, or stacked it, or something.
So it was a lot different than today.
Oh, yes. And then thrashed. You cut the grain first, and then shock it, and then stack it, and then later on thrash it. Trash the stacks out. Yeah. That's the difference.
Mm-hmm. What do you remember about your childhood?
About what?
How far back can you remember, like, with your childhood? Pretty far back? Your childhood, when you were growing up?
If I done what?
When you were growing up as a child?
Yeah.
What do you remember that really sticks in your mind? Anything?
No, I can't really think of anything that is anything real outstanding or anything.
Anything else that you'd like me to know about you?
I don't know. Anything just really?
Who was the first president when you were born?
Well, I don't even know that.
You don't?
No. I don't know. 1894, I don't know. I'd have to look it up in books. I don't know who it was, because when you're that small, or Well, young, you don't pay much attention to that.
How old were you when you moved off the farm?
Huh?
How old were you when you moved off the farm?
Well, I don't know for sure. Well, let's see. I was about 12 or 13 or something like that. Because either in 1906 or 1907 when we moved in. Either one of them years, not seen. And I was born 1894. That'd be 6 years, that'd be 1900. And then about seven more, that'd make me about 13, see? So that's about where it was. In one of them 2 years, about that.
Did you have any strict traditions in your family? Rules?
Any what?
Any strict rules? Or outstanding traditions?
No, I can't remember any. We just lived along, I guess, kind of how it went. Mm-hmm. The weather was good, or the weather was bad, and the winters were cold, and you had to stay in more.
Can you remember any real bad snowstorms?
Bad snowstorms? Well, in 36, that was a bad winter, 1936, with a lot of snow, a lot of drifting.
Well.
Thank you. Yeah. I remember that. Then I think it was in 53. That was quite a cold one again. But I don't know if it was as bad as 36, because that we had an awful lot of snow, and it drifted every day for a while.
A lot of people get stranded?
Huh?
Were a lot of people stranded?
I suppose they were. Because at that time news didn't travel so much like it does now. Now it goes over radio and everything. You didn't have that at that time. So.
Did you grow up with like a TV and a radio?
Huh?
Did you watch a lot of TV and radio through your years?
I didn't watch much. I radio quite a bit. I used that to get ball games and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. Well, you go to school now at the egg school?
Yep. I sure do.
Well, we got a... Do you know anybody named Kaufman there?
Kaufman?
K-A-U-F-M-A-N, Kaufman.
Yep.
You know him?
Mm-hmm.
Well, his mother is here, I guess.
Oh, really?
Yeah, she's just a couple... I don't know if his wife teaches knowing us. She might teach there too. I don't know.
No, just he does. Jim.
What's his first name?
Jim.
Jim?
Mm-hmm. Jim Kaufman.
Well, they had a couple of girls though, didn't they?
I'm not sure.
From Germany?
I'm not sure.
They were here and then they said, but they went back to Germany.
Are you German?
Yeah.
Did you ever speak German or anything?
Well, you mean talk or
German?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. When I was younger, my folks, they talked it a whole lot.
Interesting. Is any of your family still living?
Huh?
Are any of your sisters still living?
No.
No? You're the only one left, huh?
Yeah.
What else would be something good we could talk about? Let's see here. Missed a lot not having a wife?
Huh?
Do you regret not getting married?
God, I wouldn't know. I never thought about it, so I wouldn't know that.
You've never thought about
never
it?
Never thought of it. Never had that asked, and I never thought anything about it. Went along as it was, and you see, I took care of my folks, see, that there was nobody else there, see. I was with them, and they couldn't be alone because they got too old, you see.
How many years did you take care of them?
Well, you see, they didn't have no sickness, neither one of them, and they went pretty good. Until when Dad got sick then, and that was about, let me see. Well, he died in 31, and he was sick about 6 months. And he was pretty hard to take care of. Well, he didn't have no real sickness, but you know, you get old age and hardening the arteries and that kind of stuff, you know. He was kind of hard to take care of. And then he died, and then Mother, she had trouble with her reins on the one leg. But if she didn't need to walk much, and she was in pretty good shape, she could. And so she didn't walk much, and she stayed pretty good. Her mind was clear and everything. Mm-hmm. She got 85 years old. Of course, I'm older than that now. But anyway, then she wasn't sick at all. She just got a heart attack and she just died. Mm-hmm. Just like that. Ate supper and then shortly after supper, died. That was all there was to it. She was awful easy to take care of. Yeah. That's the way that was. Well, now though, they've got this stuff. What if they do use it now then? What I wouldn't know when they're going to.
What now?
What is this all electric waste? What we talked about there now.
Mm-hmm.
When they did come out and put that in the paper, wouldn't they do that?
They can't do that.
Well, they can't.
No, not without your permission.
Oh. Well, who would have to? Somebody could. Ask me for permission, couldn't it?
You'd have to sign something.
Oh, this here went in for that.
No.
I see. I hope that's true then.
No, this is just for use at the center.
Mm-hmm.
At the historical center.
I see.
No, this isn't going to be published anywhere.
Well, that won't do much good then.
Well, yeah, it will. Because you've told about the war and about being a Legion vet and about your family and that, so it's all helpful.
Yeah. Otisco Township, out in the country. She out on a farm.
Otisco?
Township. O-T-I-S-C-O. Township.
Were you born at home or in the hospital?
They didn't have no hospitals at that time. So I was born at home. Doctors come out, and they get I don't know what they call them. Midwife or something.
Okay.
That's what they'd have at that day.
So one of your main hobbies is just playing cards?
Well, when I was younger, I played ball. Skating probably during the winter, ice skating.
Mm-hmm.
I like that.